presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. When we left Jungle Jim Bradley last week, he was alone in the jungle. You will remember that Shanghai Lil had left him and made her way into Bhutan's camp. Within the camp, other events were taking place. Myra Trent and Peter Hawkins had a long talk with Prince Bhutan, and apparently the wily prince convinced Myra that he was her friend. Hawkins, however, refused to believe him, and then Myra was given the freedom of the camp while Hawkins still remained a prisoner. Meanwhile, Shanghai Lil made her way through the jungle and approached Bhutan's headquarters. As she came out into the clearing, the first person she met was Myra Trent. Lil explained that her plane had crashed and asked to be taken to the commander of the camp. But Myra warned Lil of Bhutan and told her that she would be seized as a spy. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Peter Hawkins and Prince Bhutan are talking in Bhutan's hut.
So, Ancient One, you refuse to listen to my explanation of why it was necessary for me to kill Jungle Jim Bradley.
Yes, I do.
I think that 20 lashes with the whip will change your attitude.
Lashes or no lashes, I'll never believe you, Bhutan.
Then you will be lashed by your own son. The tiger will arrive soon.
Really?
I have sent for him. But perhaps you would like to reconsider.
Kill me if you will, Bhutan. But I'll never join your band of murdering rats.
We shall see. Daharat!
Yes, Master.
I asked that the tiger be sent to me. Why has he not come?
They bring him, Master. He was with the searching party who seek those who came in airplane.
Find him at once.
Yes, Master. They bring him now.
Good. Do you hear that, Hawkins? Your son comes. Do you still oppose me?
I've nothing to say, Bhutan.
Master, the tiger comes.
Send him in.
What's the idea, Bhutan? You send me out to find the aviators and then call me back.
Silence, tiger.
What do you want?
I want you to do something that I think you will enjoy, tiger.
I kill?
Take the Ancient One outside and give the fool 20 lashes with the whip.
I won't do it. He's an old man.
Do as I tell you. My orders are obeyed here, tiger.
What are you lashing him for?
Because he refuses to obey. Unless you do as I tell you, you too will feel the bite of the whip.
I obey, Bhutan. Come, Ancient One.
Oh, Ravi.
Go this way. It would be better if Miss Trent did not see.
Ravi.
And remember, tiger, I will be listening for the cries of the Ancient One.
You will hear them. Here, Old One. Through this door. Quickly.
Ronnie, my boy. Ronnie. Bhutan made a slave out of you yet? You're no better than the others.
Never mind the talking. Stand up against that post.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Silence, Old One.
What?
You. Come over here.
Yes, devil time.
Tie the Old One to this pole.
No.
Time. No.
Hurry up.
Yes.
That's it. Now get out. I'll make this rat wish he'd never been born. Go on, get away from here, slave. Leave me alone with the Ancient One.
I go, sire.
So, you're going to whip your old
brother, Ronnie? Shut up till that slave gets away.
What?
Listen to me, Old One. Do as I say, you will not be hurt. When I lash this other post here, cry out as though you're in pain.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. Cry out so that fool Bhutan will hear you.
Yes, but I say, Bhutan will kill you if he finds this out.
Never mind him. Do as I tell you. Be ready to scream now.
Oh, Robbie! Oh,
keep it up.
Don't.
I'll try to give you
20 lashes. Oh.
Scream, I tell you.
Lead. Lead. You'll get yourself into trouble for this. Bhutan is going to see. There's no marks on me. Oh!
Bhutan! Not going to see you.
Oh.
You're going into a cell, Old One.
Help. Help! Help! Ronnie, my boy, are you coming to your senses?
There. Now I'll untie you. Careful. Look out. Now I'll lock you in that hut over there. Come on.
Kill me, Ronnie. tell me, have you really come to your senses at last?
Silence, ancient one. Do not talk.
But I must know, Ronnie. I must know.
I can tell you nothing. Nothing. Come, we must get to the hut quickly before we're seen.
Ronnie.
Get inside.
But I want to talk to you, my boy.
Shut up, ancient one, and do as I say.
Ronnie, listen to me. I said, please. I can't understand why the young blighter didn't lash me. That look on his face. Will you let me go? Sort of tender. And he's puzzled.
Meanwhile, a mile away, Jungle Jim Bradley paces back and forth near the deserted mine, impatient for news.
Oh, if I only knew what was going on in Bhutan's camp. What was that? It sounded like the whistle Kolo was to use. It is Kolo. Kolo!
Morning, Jim.
Over here, Kolo. Near the rocks.
Bunji.
Here, Kolo.
Are you sure that you weren't followed?
Yes, it was.
Quick. Come inside this old mine where you won't be seen.
Take off.
Now tell me. What's happened? Did Lil get to the camp?
He come, one, but no see Bhutan yet.
What do you mean? Where is he?
Missy Lil meet Missy Trent. They talk in hut. Not go to Bhutan.
You mean that Lil met Myra Trent? Well, how did that happen? I thought Myra was a prisoner of Bhutan's.
Me think she prisoner, Bhutan. But she all same walk around camp.
Oh, so she has the freedom of the camp, has she?
Yes, it one, Jim.
If that's true, maybe Lil was right. Maybe she is in with Bhutan. It would explain a lot of things.
Kolo,
you say that Lil is with Myra Trent?
Yes, it one. Missy Lil meet her when she came to camp. Missy Trent take her to hut.
I don't like that. Tell me, what else has happened?
Twan Hawkins get whipped.
What's that?
Twan Hawkins get whipped. Me no see, but hear him cry out. Slave, tell me, Tiger Side whip him.
Do you mean that Bhutan had Hawkins lashed by his own son?
Slave, tell Kolo.
Why, the dirty rat. Kolo, did you bring the disguise as I asked you to?
Yes, it one, Jim. Me do like you say.
Give it to me.
You dress up like slave, Twan?
That's just what I'm going to do. And I'm going into Bhutan camp myself and find out what's going on.
As Kolo told Jim, Shanghai Lil and Myra Trent are talking in a hut in Bhutan's camp.
Now listen and get this straight. I can handle this guy, Bhutan. He won't lock Lily DeVille up as a spy.
Oh, but you mustn't go to see him. Stay here. I'll get food for you, and sooner or later we'll find a way to escape.
Say, why don't you want me to see this man?
But I've been telling you.
Yes, I've listened to your story about his cruelty and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your trouble, but I still think there's some other reason why you don't want to take me to him.
I've told you why, Mr. Real.
Okay, then let's go. I'm not afraid of him. Well, if you won't take me, I'll go alone.
All right, come on. But I've warned you.
Lead the way. Bhutan may be your master, but he's not mine.
He's not my master. I've only tried to help you.
I don't need your help. Let's go.
All right. Follow me.
That's Bhutan's hut straight ahead. Now, when we get there, point this case after me and then beat it. You understand?
But he'll make me stay.
Okay, forget it. Is this the door?
Yes, I'll knock.
Don't bother. I walk into places like this.
Oh, but you shouldn't have done that. There he is.
What's the meaning of this intrusion?
Miss Trent, who is this woman?
Well, introduce us if you're going to.
Miss Bhutan, this is Mr. Real. She was the girl in the play.
You say Prince Bhutan?
That is my name.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Prince. It's all like a fairy tale. A girl becomes lost in the wild and is rescued by a handsome prince.
I am indeed honored. Close the door, Miss Trent. What did you say your name was, Miss?
I didn't say, Prince. This girl introduced us. She seems a little nervous. Let me introduce myself. I'm Lily DeVril.
Ah, Miss DeVril. May I extend my hospitality?
Thanks. My plane crashed near here last night, and I've been wandering about in your jungle. I know that you'll help me.
Of course. I am honored to have one so beautiful as yourself pay me a visit. A gift from heaven, so to speak.
Very prettily said. You are a prince, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Make yourself comfortable. You must be tired. We heard your plane overhead and wondered.
Prince Bhutan, you don't know how much it means to me to find you.
Thank you.
Mr. Veal told me she came from Mandalay.
Suppose we let her tell her own story, Miss Friend. I suggest you do not interrupt again.
I think that would be better. I only met Miss Friend as I came out of the jungle.
Proceed. You are alone?
Yes. All alone, too. It's stupid of me, but that's why I got lost and ran out of gas.
I understand.
I was attempting a solo flight from Mandalay to Calcutta. I've done a lot of flying in America, but, well, India is different.
Quite different, Miss Devril.
That's all there is to my story. I must have been blown from my course. Even now, I don't know where I am.
Then permit me to tell you, you are in Upper Burma.
Upper Burma?
That is true. It is quite a coincidence, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I was just thinking that it's strange you should lose your way and in landing meet your friend.
But I've met no one except you, Prince Bhutan.
No? Do you mean that you do not know Miss Trent?
I've never seen her before in my life. What made you think that?
But you said that you came from Mandalay and that you are an American.
Sure. What of it?
I thought surely that you would know all other Americans in Mandalay. Miss Trent was there, as was also another American. Jungle Jim Bradley, I believe.
I've never heard of either one of them.
That's true, Prince Bhutan. I've never seen Mr. Veal before, either.
Most interesting.
You see, Prince Bhutan, I've never lived in Mandalay. I merely said that I started my flight from there.
I see.
I'm a traveler visiting India for pleasure.
You are sure that is all?
Of course. You don't doubt me, do you, Prince Bhutan?
Only because of one thing, Mr. Veal.
Well, please ask me any question you like. I'm sure that I can answer, and that we'll be great friends.
I am sure we will, after you decide to tell me the truth.
What do you mean by that?
Please explain why you, an American visitor, were flying a British Army plane.
Will Prince Bhutan discover Shanghai Lil's real mission in the jungle? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. You'll see the antics of the Katzenjammer Kid, the laughable adventures of Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Barney Google, the predicaments of Toots and Casper, the pompous nonsense of the Little King, and the amazing adventures of Flash Gordon. Also the famous page, Gags and Gals. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly, which is distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. And don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.